CyberPulse Daily, Borrowed Legitimacy. Today's CyberPulse Daily Brief is about borrowed legitimacy. Not noisy intrusion, not cinematic malware. The sharper signal this Thursday is that attackers are increasingly winning by making malicious activity look like something the enterprise already permits. A normal upload, a familiar login page, an approved administrative console, a contractor's phone farm, a browser visit, or a recovery workflow. That matters across the Gulf because the region's largest enterprises are built on speed, integration, and outsourced scale. Digital banking, logistics, energy, aviation, health, and public services all depend on systems that accept input from customers, partners, field devices, and employees. The attack surface is no longer only the exposed server. It is the moment a system grants ordinary-looking activity extraordinary authority. Start with application uploads. A critical flaw in a widely used web framework storage component can let unauthenticated attackers read server files through crafted image uploads when certain image processing configurations are present. The exposed material can include application secrets, database passwords, cloud credentials, and tokens. The strategic issue is not just file disclosure, it is credential conversion. A harmless-looking upload becomes a path into application identity, cloud storage, and connected business systems. Now put that beside the newly disclosed flaw in an agent orchestration harness. Researchers found a maximum severity issue where hundreds of powerful tools, including command execution and memory operations, could be reachable through an unauthenticated model context bridge bound to all network interfaces by default. This is exactly the governance problem executives should be watching. Automation platforms are being deployed as productivity accelerators, but their permission model can quietly become infrastructure authority. The same pattern appears in virtualization and security administration. Fresh critical flaws affecting enterprise virtualization management can enable authentication bypass, code execution, and virtual machine escape. Separately, public exploit material is now available for an actively exploited security management authentication bypass that can hand a remote attacker full administrative privileges under exposed configurations. These are not isolated patch tickets. They are examples of ordinary administration channels becoming decision systems an attacker can impersonate. The deception layer is also improving. A phishing kit now builds per victim pages using live screenshots of the target organization's real website. That shifts phishing from brand imitation to environment imitation. For users, the page does not merely look like a known brand, it looks like their workplace. In parallel, researchers documented an off-the-shelf phone farm economy where fraud operators can buy packaged hardware and software to support account creation, account takeover, and social engineering at scale. The barrier to credible identity fraud is falling. Operational technology remains part of the same story. More than 30 community water systems in one regional jurisdiction were targeted in a coordinated attack, with one plant taken offline and others reporting communications or automated control disruption. The lesson for Gulf operators is direct. Local infrastructure often depends on modestly resourced teams, remote connectivity, and vendor-supported automation. Borrowed legitimacy at that layer does not need to steal data to create consequence. It only needs to interrupt confidence and control. There is also a cost signal. A new breach cost analysis puts the global average near $5 million, with lost business and post-incident trust erosion driving the economics. That should reframe today's priorities. The board should not ask only whether the enterprise blocks malware. It should ask whether the enterprise can tell the difference between legitimate business action and adversary use of a legitimate path. P0 for today. Restrict reachability and privilege on systems that can turn routine actions into authority. Review image upload paths, storage processors, exposed agent orchestration services, virtualization managers, and security management consoles. If a service does not need public or broad internal access, remove it from reach now. P1, hunt for credential conversion. Look for unexpected reads of environment files, cloud key material, administrative token creation, suspicious console logins, unusual model context bridge traffic, and authentication flows from untrusted networks. Treat secrets exposed by application flaws as used, not merely viewed. P2, rehearse deception-resistant recovery. Train service desks, payment teams, and operations staff against live site impersonation, synthetic voice pressure, and account recovery abuse. Measure whether manual operations can continue when automation or communications fail. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Recent reporting on application uploads, agent orchestration flaws, virtualization patches, security console exploitation, real-time phishing, phone farm fraud, infrastructure disruption, breach costs, and response readiness are all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Stay vigilant.